Hi, this is Tino. How you doing?
Hey, Tino, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I can't complain, but then who wants to hear a grown man complain?
Nobody.
No, I'm glad to hear that, especially you guys. So is everything going? Where are you now? You're in New York, right?
I'm in New York, yes.
Yeah, and we're excited. Of course, the Cardinals lost the other night, so we're not so excited about that. But
oh, it's one game.
I got to ask you the first thing. Now, you played for the Cardinals for a couple of years. Are you still a Cardinals fan?
You know what? I have good friends with that team. Scott Rowland's one of my best friends in the game. And, you know, I've always liked watching the Cardinals play. They play a great brand of baseball, and they were fun to watch last year. So, yeah, I do watch them and root for them.
Let me ask you about Diamonds in the Rough. Okay, this is one of those programs we hear about. I mean, it's one of those good things. You got involved in this. For somebody who might be hearing about Diamonds in the Rough for the first time, what's the program all about?
Well, Diamonds in the Rough is a program sponsored by Briggs & Stratton, and it's an essay contest geared towards youth little leaguers ages 7 through 14. And these kids have to write a 300-word essay on a teacher, a coach, a parent, someone who's helped bring out the power within to make them a better person, a better student, or a better athlete, someone who's really influenced them in their life. And it's a great program, and we're looking forward to reading all these great essays.
So this is something people would look, say they had their Little League coach or something who inspired them. This would be something they would use, take that inspiration and put it down on paper.
Absolutely. A Little League coach, it could be your parent, someone who's really made it, really influenced you to become better in one way or another. And there's a lot of great prizes in this program. There's they could win a grant. The winner of the essay contest could win a grant that would go towards their baseball field or their team. Briggs & Stratton powered products to help keep up their fields, and also great baseball memorabilia, autographed items, and the grand prize winner will receive a baseball clinic hosted by myself in their hometown. So it's a great program.
Oh, so you could end up coming back to Missouri to, if somebody from some little town in the middle of this state happens to win this, you'd come back and you'd help out.
Absolutely. Missouri, Pennsylvania, it could be one of the regional markets that if they win it, I have to go to that town and host a baseball clinic, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I guess so. How did you get involved? You've been out of baseball. Well, I see you're not out of baseball. You're still in baseball, obviously. But I mean, retiring from the majors, how did you get involved in this?
Well, Briggs & Stratton approached me and talked to me about it a little bit, and I thought, I love Little League baseball to begin with, and youth baseball and the youth league, so I thought it was a great program and, a great thing to be involved in, and I'm excited about it, the opportunity to go out and work for Briggs & Stratton, to go out and hear these great stories about, teachers who brought out the power within these kids, and the chance for me to go to a different town to host a baseball clinic. I thought it was just a lot of fun.
Now, when did you get involved this year, I guess? And this is something that's been going with us 4 years now, I guess, this program's been in operation?
Yes, it's been going on 4 years. But in the past, though, for example, last year's contest was geared towards refurbishing fields. So the essays were written about that, how their fields were in terrible shape and what they needed to have better facilities. And this year, we're excited to hear more about the teacher, the coach, the mentor, the person who's really influenced their lives.
When you show up, now you haven't done this yet, I guess this will be coming what, in probably June or July is when you'll have the winners announced by?
Yes, it'll be right around June or July. The winners will be announced by a judge, by a few judges, and then the overall winner is going to be picked by the public. So it's an exciting thing, and hopefully a lot of kids write their essays on their parents or teachers or coaches.
I'm guessing this has got to be something for young kids who are playing Little League Baseball. I mean, most of us did. Very few of us had the opportunities you had, though, to go on and make something out of it. The rest of us had to quit because we weren't good enough. But for a kid who's looking to get involved in baseball, for someone like you who's won World Series championships, it's got to be something to show up and say to a kid, hey, let me see if I can help you out a bit.
Yeah, it is, and I'm doing that now. Actually, I'm the volunteer assistant baseball coach at the University of South Florida in Tampa, and I'm enjoying that because these kids, I'm trying to make a difference in their lives as well. And when I speak and when I say, I've done this, I've done that, I've made mistakes here in baseball, whatever, they listen. So it's a lot of fun to be involved in youth programs, college programs, and just teaching. I love teaching the game, and it's been a lot of fun for me.
Tino, a lot of the young kids are submitting these essays through this month. Have you had a chance to see any of these yet or talk to any of the kids, get an idea what's on their minds, what kind of things are inspiring them?
No, they're just beginning. The contest is just beginning, and we haven't read any of the essays yet. But, last year, a lot of essays were written about, really passionate essays about how terrible their fields were. And when kids write things, it comes from the heart. So this year, we're really looking forward to reading all the ones about, like I said, the coaches or teachers and just individual people who've really helped these kids out.
You know, you bring up a good point here. A lot of we think there are a lot of kids who, when I grew up, it was like you just natural that you played baseball. That was it. And a lot of kids don't play baseball today, and you bring up a good point that those fields that the kids played on, when I was a kid, we played on them, we thought they were okay. Nowadays, they're terrible. They're atrocious.
Yeah, the scene, it seems like a lot of cities are letting their fields go down because there's not so much involvement anymore in Little League Baseball. The kids aren't signing up because they're involved in, you know, video games now, and the parents aren't getting them out there. So we're trying to really encourage parents to get their kids out, you know, sign them up for baseball, get them out there and, you know, play and get into organized sports. And it's just great for kids growing up and get them out of the house and make them, you know, exercise and have some fun playing a sport.
Gee, playing baseball instead of sitting at home playing with computer games. What a concept.
Yeah, I agree. You know, so you know, that's why I'm involved in this program. Hopefully, you know, we get these essays out and about these, you know, teachers who've helped bring out the power within these kids and really to encourage them, really to help also encourage them to get out there and play baseball. And you'd be surprised when these kids start writing about a teacher or a coach or someone, how long they can go and how much they can write about them. And that's what we're looking for. You know, just something where the whole team benefits from this Diamonds in the Rough program.
And I should ask you before I let you go, looking ahead, we started already, the 2007 season. You say you're still a Cardinals fan, still have a lot of friends in St. Louis. Do you kind of side with the Yankees, though, a little more than, say, the Cardinals or any of the other teams you played for?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely side with the Yankees. I played the longest time here of 7 years with the Yankees and won 4 World Series, and, you know, my heart's always been here in New York, but like I said, when you have friends throughout the game, you kind of root for them as well. Like, I hope the Cardinals do well. It was nice to see them win the World Series last year. But, you know, deep down inside, I'm a Yankee fan.
Great. Tino, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, good luck. Take care.